Composer, saxophonist, and flutist Henry Threadgill is a man of the world. He came up in the Chicago avant-garde jazz scene, broadened his horizons in New York, where he got greater recognition as a serious composer, has played lots of jazz festivals around the world, and recently has spent a fair amount of time in India. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the payoff is in Threadgill's music.
Henry Threadgill's music is informed by a lot of different cultures. His last regular band, Very Very Circus, had two tubas and two electric guitars, connecting with brass bands and with African pop. On the debut CD from his quintet with accordion, Make a Move, you can hear traces of jazz and droning harmonies and swirling textures from the music of India, and also guitar-oriented rock. The one holdover from Very Very Circus is guitarist Brandon Ross. The music also echoes tango and reggae and Louisiana's accordion-based Zydeco music, itself a hybrid of French-language folk tunes and R&B. Threadgill doesn't isolate those styles to highlight the contrast. He blends them into something new and plausible and still retains his own identity. Any fan will recognize as typically Threadgill his meandering Where's Your Cup, the title track from his new CD. Critics like to call such pieces dirges. Threadgill once said he thinks of them as love songs. That's Tony Cedros on accordion, and J.T. Lewis on drums, and Henry Threadgill on flute. It's not enough for Threadgill to hear how different musical languages can fit together. He also had to make his band hear it. That takes a lot of work, and a lot of time spent mulling over a few tunes. My Western ears would prefer more pieces and less extended improvising. Most of the seven tracks on this CD are 9 minutes or longer. The catchiest by far is 100-Year-Old Game. But even there, Threadgill takes his time just unreeling the melody. The pace of Henry Threadgill's new album reflects his exposure to other cultures. Time moves at a speed other than what Americans are used to. Threadgill would surely object to being associated with the silly term world music. Me, I never heard any music from Mars. But it is true that musicians are slowly getting better at playing cross-cultural music, in part due to smart folks like Threadgill. It's also true that in the history of cross-cultural music, Indian modes and timbres and ornamentation and micro and macro rhythms were already an inspiration in the 60s, when Coltrane played his stretched-out improvisations, and Jeff Beck imitated ragas on electric guitar with the Yardbirds, and George Harrison played the sitar on Norwegian Wood. Henry Threadgill's music takes some effort, but if connections like that make sense to you, maybe you should check out what he's up to.
Kevin Whitehead's book on Dutch jazz is about to be published. He reviewed What's Your Cup, the latest by Henry Threadgill.